Going home, going home. This article appears in the September-October 2023 issue of the Maharshi. While we walked through the woods after a heavy rainfall recently, I saw many deep crevices that had been made by the running water in the graveled road. While I observed them, I admired the tenacity of the water to return to the river and eventually its home, the ocean. At that instant, a song made famous by the great American singer Paul Robeson titled Going Home came to mind. He describes the joy of going home, that is, dying and leaving the world behind, after a life full of tribulations, and entering a joyous, burden-free state, which he terms real life. The lyrics to the song are as follows. Going home, going home, I'm a-goin' home. Quiet like some still day, I'm just going home. It's not far, just close by, through an open door, work all done, cares laid by, going to roam no more. Mother's there expecting me, father's waiting too, lots of folks gathered there, all the friends I knew. Nothing lost was gained, no more fret nor pain, no more stumbling on the way, no more longing for the day, going to roam no more. Morning star lights the way, restless dream all done, shadows gone, break of day, real life just begun. There's no break, there's no end, just a living on. Wide awake with a smile, going on and on. Going home, going home. I'm just going home. It's not far, just close by, through an open door. A moving rendition of this song by Ardennes Hartel can be heard by clicking on the PDF and web link. The joy of returning home that is shared in this song is one that is common to all beings, sentient and insentient. Returning to our source means, of course, being absorbed into that from which all beings spring, in which all have their existence, and to which all return. The single raindrop, with continual faith and perseverance, rises from the ocean and returns there again. Despite seemingly insurmountable odds, it does not waver in its desire to return to its source, cleaving even the hardest rock, as evinced by the deep crevices in the photo, in order to be absorbed again in its source. We also have this experience of returning to our source every night in deep sleep. There, we experience no mind, body, or thought. Yet there is no doubt that our deep, abiding, and self-luminous existence remains unbroken throughout. Sri Bhagavan says that this is the reason that we all know that we slept happily upon awakening. There was nothing of the interesting, attractive world then, nor of our mind or body which keeps us so occupied during our waking and dream states. However, we long to shed these two states of dreaming and waking and return to that state in which we alone exist. This is the common experience of all. And to abide in that state, what is required? The same perseverance as the water drop displays in its course back to the ocean. The same eagerness to overcome every seeming obstacle that may stand in the way. Of course, most needed is the grace of the Guru, Sri Bhagavan's assurance that his grace is always there, gives us the strength required to tread the mountain path, to reach our home, the home that we really never left. As Sri Bhagavan sings in the 8th verse of his Arunachala Ashtakam, "The waters rise up from the sea as clouds, then fall as rain and run back to the sea in streams. Nothing can keep them from returning to their source. Likewise, the jiva rising up from thee cannot be kept from joining thee again, though it may stray many times along the way. A bird which rises from the earth and soars into the sky can find no place of rest except the earth. So indeed must all retrace their path, and when the jiva finds its way back to its source, it will sink and be merged in thee, O Arunachala, thou ocean of bliss."